Join us at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York City, May 2013. We're interviewing Indigenous leaders on what free, prior, and informed consent means to them. Here is what one leader from Aotearoa has to say.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Davis and I belong to the Te Rarawa and Ngāti Kuri Māori peoples from Aotearoa, New Zealand. The Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, it was hard fought for by so many Indigenous peoples negotiating for over, 20-something years, but it's only a minimum standard, right, of Indigenous peoples' human rights. So it's, yes, on the one hand, it's of great value to us, but it's you've got to use it or you lose it. It's a kind of, you know, catch cry. We wanna let people know it's great on paper, but if you're not going to activate any of the articles in the declaration, then it's really not worth the paper it's written on. So we would encourage as many people as possible to understand and learn about the different articles, how they apply to your situation and practice. And free, prior and informed consent is quite a concrete principle contained in the declaration, and it's quite common sense when you boil it down. You know, it's basically about if there's anything that affects Indigenous peoples in whatever area, environment, culture, social, employment, economics, if the government or any third parties, corporate entities for example, are going to move into our space and they're proposing something that will maybe impact on us, especially if it's a negative impact, well then they really need to talk to us and have a conversation about, well, this is what we propose, this is how it might affect you and your environment, you know, ask us what we think. And listen, really in good faith, listen to what we have to say. If we have some concerns about it, then we should work them through, you know, and for them not to pressure us, you know, not to just bowl on up and say, we're going to do it regardless of what you guys say to us. You know, we don't want to be, we'd prefer not to be pressured, we'd prefer to have you know, it's all about being free people, to freely be who we are and not have to be limited and boxed in by what everything else, you know, that's going on in the world. So we'd like conversations to happen before the event, that's the prior part, and not to be consulted after the event, free, prior, informed. We would like people who come to us with proposals to give us all of the data. You know, don't just give us the pretty side of the picture. We want warts and all. What is going to be the consequence of this proposal? So give us full information. And then we don't just want to be consulted or just another party in the public, you know, that they come and talk to. We have specific rights as Indigenous peoples. You need to get our approval. If something's going to happen in our backyard, you really must get our approval. Now remember, this is a principle in international, you know, standards and law now. It's norms. It's meant to be normal. Of course, saying it's normal and making it so are two different kinds of things. But it's the end of one chapter, creating the declaration. One important chapter in our political history is Indigenous peoples engaging with states at the UN and such, but it's just the beginning of the second chapter, which is making it happen.
For more information, visit cs.org/consent.